Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 417, Pretoria, 720, and Mbombela, 722.
All of the highways in Joburg are just queuing. The worst of it at the moment, there is an accident literally on the link of the R24 and the N12 heading towards the Galilee's interchange. It's very bad there.
In your sport headlines, Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus names a 39-man squad to take on Ireland and Portugal, and Prudence Sekgodiso's stock rises as Olympic champion Mu misses out on Olympic qualification.
Action SA has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to trim down the size of his cabinet when he announces his ministers. The ANC, DA and 8 other parties have been sitting behind closed doors trying to form a government of national unity. Cliff Shiko turned to Northwest University professor and political analyst Piet Kraukamp about this, and he says there's no law indicating how big or small a cabinet can be.
The president can increase the size or decrease the size of the cabinet as he sees fit. Usually it happens in consultation with his own party. We have one of the largest cabinets in the world, and there is some justification for it, but it also is a very costly exercise, I know.
The MK Party's parliamentary chief whip, John Hlophe, says he's ready to lead the party's MPs. He briefed the media after taking the oath of office as an MP.
Hlophe, who is one of the only two judges to be impeached since 1994, announced that the MK Party would assume the role of the official opposition in Parliament.
We consider ourselves, the MK Party, as the official opposition in the country.
This is due to the DA forming part of the government of national unity. He promised that the MK Party would rise above petty politics and respectfully engage in robust debates. Anastasia Mkhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And Masachaba Sefularo reports that the second accused in the Northwest old age home murder has died. 92-year-old Daniel Madumo was charged along with the late Jeremiah Mtali for killing Godfrey Motsepe last month.
The two elderly men arrested for allegedly assaulting to death another resident at an old age home in Jericho near Brits are now both dead. According to the Correctional Services Department, Daniel Madumo, who was being held at the Khosi Mampuru Correctional Center, along with his co-accused Jeremiah Madli, had to be transferred to an outside hospital on the 22nd of June due to health complications. He passed away 2 days later. Madli died 2 days before Madumo was admitted. It's now up to the court to decide on what should happen next. Next in the case, Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Moving abroad, a Kenyan security force arrived in violence-ravaged Haiti today. It's part of a mission to restore order in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, which is ridden by gang violence. Soldiers who set foot on land there left scenes like these behind. Protests in Nairobi against proposed tax hikes turned violent after police tried to disperse crowds, and according to an NGO, 5 people were shot dead and 31 wounded. Various buildings in the parliamentary complex have also been set alight, but earlier protesters chanted that they're peaceful. One of these people spoke to the media.
The president has successfully captured parliament. He has successfully captured the judiciary. The only surviving sovereign power is the people. Now he's trying to brutalize us.
I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 6.
Thank you, Marlene. Today is the day.
Mag die Here jou sien en nog baie jare spaar. Hiep, hoeraai, hiep, hoeraai, hiep, hoeraai.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I wanted to invite you to the party, and you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody, and they flicker to the future.